Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
And once again, thank you, Mr. Dave Solomon. Oh my, such a pleasure to hear that man's voice. One of my favorite people in the world. And even though it's been a challenging week so far, and it's still early, golly doggone day, everybody's my favorite person. Oh, I just found out that my Cadillac, which got plowed into last month, has to be destroyed. So says the insurance company. So I'll have to be looking for a new car soon. If you have any tips, suggestions, shout out at me, will you? My name is Trish Hennessy. I'm so proud to give you this show each and every Tuesday and Thursday. And for more than just the music, which to me is a cool mix of everything that is jazz, an assembly of straight and silky and fused and funky, and the vocals that fit, and sometimes the vocals that don't necessarily fit, but you go, hey, that sounds pretty cool when it's mixed in like that. If you get that impression, that's wonderful. We've got our chat room regulars situated. Love you, Beach. Love you, Griselda. Coming up, we've got in the third hour of the show a friend of mine who has been in the music scene for quite a while, despite his young age, teaming up with another guy who's a pretty young guy, Trey Ely and Matthew Schell coming up. And is so often the case, more or less always, we always like to start with something, shall we say, that's a chestnut. Here's Cannonball Adderley, Miles Davis, and the crew, Autumn Leaves, a fitting song for today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
how we love that girl. How we love Gretchen Parlato. Mercy sakes alive, from The Lost and Found, which continues to get rave reviews after having been released last year. Honest to gosh, if you go to GretchenParlato.com, you will see domestic and international raves, including, by the way, two of her mentors, Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. Gretchen is going to be part of something that is so wonderful besides what you just heard circling from The Lost and Found. I just discovered all of the ramifications of this morning. Gretchen will be in D.C. this coming weekend, the 22nd and 23rd. Now, at the Monk Institute in Washington, D.C., there is a jazz drums competition semifinals, and there is the Monk Institute of Jazz annual gala as well. I am just stunned at the lineup of people who are going to be at this particular function. We are talking about some of the major jazz folks in the world, and I believe that also there is going to be an appearance by Aretha Franklin. Yeah. This will also honor the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. It is indeed called Women, Music, and Diplomacy. I just love this so much. I have information posted on my Facebook page, and I'm just tickled because apart from everything else, I find out that Claire Daly will be part of this. Claire is going to be on Hybrid Jazz next Thursday, and I'm just really tickled about that because we have mentioned Claire a time or two with other guests in conversation. So that's an element of this. And then Larry Carlton is going to be at the Hamilton in Washington, D.C. this Friday. And I think that Larry has no clue who is going to show up for his gig on Friday night because he doesn't know about the Monk Institute's gala. So this is going to be a party on top of a party. So we'll keep you posted about that. Gretchen, in town. Woo! I cannot stand it. So many other folks, including, by the way, Herbie Hancock and George Duke. Enough said, all right? We also heard Luis Munoz, Malabarista, which is actually translating into juggler in Spanish. It is not someone at Starbucks who is serving you bad coffee. I thought for a minute that's what it meant. No, no, no. From Invisible, from a couple of years ago, Luis is going to get some major push because he's back on his Kickstarter.com project for his upcoming Loose CD. This is a two-time ACAM award winner, which is the best of in Costa Rica, his home state. He's now living in Santa Barbara, California. And if you go to Luis's Facebook page, you will see a breathtaking vocalist. She will be on the forthcoming Loose CD. Her name is Magos Herrera. She's based in Mexico and is considered the best jazz singer in Mexico. So Luis is not playing on this forthcoming project, but he needs help. So go to Kickstarter.com and either type in L-U-Z or Luis, L-U-I-S-M-U-N-O-Z, and you will find out how you can help. And to start the set, it was Cannonball Adderley with Miles Davis, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on drums, actually on bass, double bass. And that was from the 1958 Something Else CD. Oh, Art Blakey on drums, I forgot. Something Else, considered to be one of the greatest jazz albums of all time, and you heard why with Autumn Leaves. And if you want to get it on something else that has as a reference point first Miles Davis, it's also on the Fighter Essential Ballads from Miles. So lovely. Woo! 1958, love to play those tracks. So excited about my friend Trey Ely and Matthew Shell being on the show. They are coming up in the third hour of the show, and they've got this project. It's called Trey Ely and Matthew Schell Present Freedom. And I got a hold of it by way of Trey's dad, Melvin, who's amazing. He is just the greatest PR person for his son. And it is the subject of Grammy.com First Listen. So when the Grammy people get involved, they think what you're doing is worthwhile. Trey on flute, Matthew in production. What you will hear is pretty doggone sweet. So we'll get to that in the third hour of the show. I want to keep that Gretchen Parlato vibe going with my friend Ron Kearns here. Sax musician, composer, teacher, band leader, producer. He's pretty amazing. This is Quiet Nights, title track from his recent CD on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
market, snuck up behind me and jumped on my shopping cart and rode down. Outside, you look behind you to smile back at me. Crashed into a rack full of magazines. They asked us if we could leave. Can't remember what went wrong last September, though I'm sure you
gracious. It's always so good to hear Matt Cusan, isn't it? You know, as he was singing that song, and it's a John Mayer song, and when I first heard Matt do that, it took me a minute to realize that it was a John Mayer song, because Matt has a way of taking somebody else's song and you forget who originally did it. Am I lying to you? No, he's just so magical. When he's on CD or on stage, I've seen him a few times now, and here's something I maybe shouldn't say, but I'll say it anyway because you know me. A few months ago, I saw Matt backing up Javier Colon, and I found myself wanting to hear Matt more than Javier. Yeah. It was just a two-person scenario, and I know Matt's voice. And a couple of times, Javier was singing, and he's quite good. I mean, obviously, he's the winner of The Voice. But Matt has a way of making you want to crawl inside and become the song. He's just really special, and I wanted to play him today because he's going to be in the region. If you're listening live or listening in the archives, he's going to be at a place called, and it sounds lovely, the Tea Trolley in Delta, PA this Friday. Yes, he is going to be playing at the same time as Larry Carlton in D.C., so Mama Bear here is tearing her hair out, wondering what I'm going to do. And Matt hopefully will feel well enough to be playing because he just said yesterday that he was feeling under the weather, so he was doing red wine and emergency. Doesn't sound good, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And just an aside, it didn't really cross my mind to look this up. I happened to stumble upon this. John Mayer, his birthday is the same as mine. He's going to be 35 on October the 16th. I'll be way older than that, but I just thought that was fascinating. I'm not sure how I feel about that, considering what kind of press John has had in the past few years, but honestly, he's really brilliant, and I wish him well. His new song, by the way, have you heard that? Sounds a little bit country. And we'll be delving into that just a little bit later in the show, just so you'll know. And so you know, Trey Ely and Matthew Schell will be here during the third and final hour of the show. Very exciting music. Jazz, R&B, lots of soul, and the first song you'll hear by way of Matthew's production is going to take you by surprise because it's a favorite song done by one of your all-time favorites. You'll have to wait on that. I'm going to tell you that we heard before Matt the Fred Hughes Trio. Fred Hughes, very impressive, from Pennsylvania but now Maryland-based. He sent me his CD called In the Mist. I was quite taken with the song that you heard because it's called Song for TH. Has nothing to do with me, but I'll lie from time to time and say that it does. Fred's a very handsome man. So his trio consists of Fred on piano, and of course you heard Matt on piano as well. Fred on keys, Kevin Moeller on bass, and Frank Russo on drums. Fred is an educator. He has done workshops for over three decades. By 25, he was considered a world-class pianist and conductor by the Army. No joke. He was in the Army's Jazz Ambassadors. He has played with Roy Hargrove, Arturo Gesundheit, Sandoval. He's just very impressive, and you can hear him on Reverb Nation, or you can go to fredhughes.com. Really interesting guy, and it would be nice to have him on the show down the road. We'll have to do that. So, Fred, if you're listening, I just love this CD. I really do. Played it all the way through three times, and each time I go, whoa. Just nice to hear great keyboard work, as it is nice to hear saxophone work. Again, Ron Kearns, KEARNS.com is where you go to find out more. This Quiet Night CD, and you heard the title track, was his homage to jazz samba some 50 years ago, and Ron and I remember. Really wonderful. Kent Miller on bass, Mark Prince, our friend on drums, and Paul Wingo on guitar. Ron has had this amazing career, still a mentor and instructor, and just revered in this region. He is based in the D.C. extended area, and just proud to call him friend. I was in a piano vibe while I was planning this show, and the organic thing in me just took over. So I was thinking about my little pal, and I was thinking about how I wanted to infuse more youth into this show, because Trey and Matthew, who you'll hear, are so young, and they've done so much. So has this young man. Amazing. He is the music director of my new church, Faith Christian Fellowship, in Baltimore, and he just does this take on When I Fall in Love that's just going to captivate you. This is Mark Meadows from his CD, A Child is Born, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. This is Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You know why Gloria Gaynor loves her so much, because that's who Tracy Hamlin tours with, among others. Yes, very much in demand, and you can tell why. That voice has launched 1,000 trips. Man, she puts you in a zone so much. That voice is so clear and so high, so passionate. Oh my gosh, to see Tracy Hamlin live in person is worth a lot. And I'm happy to tell you that Tracy is going to be in the area at a place called, I love to say this name, Magoobies, in Timonium, Maryland, which is essentially a suburb of Baltimore. Tracy has done her thing for such a long time. She has been an educator. She has done workshops. She puts together events in St. Lucia all the time. She has actually done on the road management for Gloria Gaynor. She has sung with Pieces of a Dream. Oh, that's where you heard her. Yes. She really has made some inroads in music. And whether you want to put her in a classification of R&B or soul or pop or jazz or whatever, she just fits all of it. And she's going to be at Magoobies 9:30 coming up the last day of September. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday showcase. She's going to be there with Stacey Carver, the comedian. So it will be the Tracy and Stacey show. And I'll be hosting that event. I'm so excited. I love the idea of Sunday shows when they're so worthwhile like this. And evidently, I'm not alone in thinking that, because it's pretty rare when you have an event that you post on Facebook and within like a couple of days, a horde of people have said that they're going to be there. Now it's well over 60. So this is just going to be one of those shows, 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and it will last for a couple of hours. You'll have a wonderful time listening to Tracy, and then your Sunday evening is still young. So it's just a great way to go. And if you go to Tracy Hamlin's Facebook page, you'll see. If you go to my page, you'll see. She also has a website, Hamlin, is the way you spell her last name, with no E-Y-T-R-A-C-Y, Tracy Hamlin. And what you heard is Free from her Better Days CD, which is wonderful. We played something last week from her Season CD. I think that it would be just great if Tracy and her amazingly attentive and fabulous husband, Nat, put together a situation whereby you could get both discs at this show at Magoobies, because you will have music that will make you feel as though it's Christmas every day of the year. That's how much she packs a punch. She's just awesome. Gail Johnson, woohoo! This one you heard from Her Story, or Her Story, if you prefer, a little bit like history, but it's H-E-R-S in front. Gail Johnson is going to be at our friend Yolanda Bell's event. This is beautiful. This is going to be on the 26th of October, which is a Friday. If you need more information, certainly go to yolandabellphotography.com. It's going to be at a beautiful place, the Sheraton BWI Hotel, right near the airport, if you think that you'd like to come from out of town. I think it's going to be well worth your while. Here's what it's all about. It will be Gail Johnson. It will be Dee Lucas, who you heard on the show this past Thursday. And by the way, Dee Lucas is responsible for having 200 and some people listen to the show live or on archive in the past several days. Thank you, Dee. Between Dee Lucas and Lisa McClowry, it was off the chain last week. So thank you to everybody concerned. Back to this event. It's a domestic violence awareness show. It's a benefit show for the House of Ruth, which has done significant health and providing and care for moms and kids who get away from abusive relationships. And Yolanda Bell created this event so that she could draw attention to the fact that her sister was a victim of domestic violence. So of equal importance to Yolanda is the fact that there will be music, for sure, beautiful music, but there will also be speakers so that there will be awareness and anointing involved. You know what I mean? Because it's not just enough for you to be aware that it's a benefit concert. If anybody's going to come and they're in a situation, they need to find out how they can get help and get out. So that's what this is all about. YolandaBellPhotography.com has more information, okay? Mark Meadows to start the set. Holy cow! just an amazing young man. He has performed and toured since a young age with some folks that are pretty astounding. He has actually performed for Prince Edward in England. His keyboard skills are such that people knew early on that he had promise. He has taken a double major at Hopkins University, one of the most astounding universities in the world, psychology and jazz, a star child at Peabody within the JHU framework. What you heard is When I Fall in Love from A Child is Born from 2008, when he was still fully involved in his studies. So here's what his daytime gig is. He is at a mental health facility where he tries to get young men who are psychologically challenged on the road back to total health. He also plays a lot at nighttime, and then he's the music director of Faith Christian Fellowship. He's a giver from the word go, and there's going to be a lot that you will hear from Mark Meadows. You know those kind of people that when you meet them, you instantaneously think, oh, my God, here's a star. That's what you think of when you see Mark Meadows. He has a smile to light up the room. And he's just one of these selfless people that you just want to spend time around because the love is palpable. Seriously. Yes, and we're going to have a lot of love coming up in less than an hour now. Matthew Schell, who I'm just getting to know, producer extraordinaire at this young age, and Trey Ely, who I've known for at least 5 or 6 years. Trey on flute, who has played for a long time. And he and Matthew got together, and there's some kind of magic going on. I'm psyched because I've known Trey in conjunction with a few different endeavors. He has done a lot. He's doing a lot. But he and Matthew have this amazing chemistry, and you'll hear coming up pretty soon. Speaking of which, Weather Report had some, didn't they? Yeah. Let's go back to 1974, shall we? From Mysterious Traveler, Jungle Book, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain. We'll be right back.
Oh, my gracious. I was going to play that song last Thursday because Dee Lucas was on the show, and his big inspiration as far as deciding to play saxophone was George Howard. And, of course, George Howard had a big hit with that song, which was co-written by the gentleman that you just heard, Lionel Richie. Can you believe that song goes back to 1983? I wish I was lying. Can't slow down. And how do you know it's 1983? Because if you have the original album, as we do, all you have to do is look at the hair. That's a very attractive fro he has on the cover of that album. God bless him. I love him so much. Love will find a way. I'm waiting on you, Lionel. I hope so. You know, I wish he hadn't done this. on his Facebook page, such a groupie. Please, somebody help me with this. He actually has this on his Facebook page, and I don't know who writes. Maybe he does some of the time, maybe his folks, his staffers. But it says, in regard to Lionel going to be on the Letterman show, this was going back a month or so, and then he was going to be on the Today show the next day. It said, go to sleep with Lionel and wake up to him. So naturally, my mind went 1,000 different directions. Thank you, Lionel. I appreciate that. On this particular album, by the way, from the early 80s, unbelievable people. Abe Laboriel on bass, David Foster, Richard Marx, Nathan East, Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. he is just not slowing down, can I tell you? I didn't get a chance. And actually, I didn't really want to get the chance to see the Country Music Awards, having spent so much time in that music realm for a while. I couldn't bring myself to watch the show. I would imagine that Lionel was on the show the other day, but maybe some folks can fill in the blanks. Speaking of which, we heard Larry Carlton right before Lionel Richie from Larry's Fingerprints album from 2000. And with him on guitar was Vince Gill. Yes, a couple of Grammy award-winning neighbors in Franklin, Tennessee getting together. Gracias was the name of the tune. And Mr. 335 is going to be at the Hamilton in D.C. with his quartet this Friday. Just an hour show. I'm so intrigued by this. So Larry has been on this show, as you know, if you've listened to it for any length of time. And hopefully I'll get a chance to see him. And again, it's going to be really a charge. If anybody comes to the show that Larry is not expecting, because concurrently with his appearance in D.C. at this wonderful place, by the way, I keep hearing these rave reviews about the Hamilton, will be the Thelonious Monk Institute Board of Directors and the All-Stars coming in for this amazing competition and event this weekend. So, Larry, my friend, get ready. It's going to be great. Weather Report, Jungle Book from 1974, Mysterious Traveler, the name of the album, Weather Report's fifth, written that particular song by Joe Zawinul, and it featured on percussion. Dom on Ramo, Ishmael Wilburn on drums, I think so. Wayne Shorter, of course. And this is the first time with Alfonso Johnson as the bassist for the group. Don Ashworth was playing ocarina, and Isakoff is playing tabla on that song. Isn't that magic? Jungle Book, like Disney popping right out of your speakers. Mysterious Traveler. Oh, I miss Josie so much. Oh, that piano was just breathtaking, wasn't it? Got a couple of songs to go, and then we're going to get to our guests. Woo! I love the idea of having Matthew Shell and Trey Ely with me today in the last hour of the show. But I want to get to a couple of songs, and actually this is going to be quite different. We had Vince Gill. That was a little taste of the country I alluded to, but we're going to have a little bit more coming from a place that you don't necessarily understand that country is coming from. A song that you will hear this artist in the middle considers to be the centerpiece of one of his new albums, and then we'll finish it up with a vocal that you're not going to expect. So we'll start off with, to confound you even more, Hiroshima from Legacy. Winds of Change on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Somebody says she's gone to her sister. Everybody knew what they were talking about.
In the chat room, didn't it? Oh, I love it. Bruce Hornsby, The Valley Road from 1988, Scenes from the South Side. It is a pleasure to play Bruce, who I have always completely loved with all my heart and have always considered to be a jazz musician first. He can't help it. He just does what he does on that piano, and it comes out of his mouth, and he sounds like jazz to me. He's been quite busy. Bruce and I are approximately the same age, and I have not kept up with him. Love that song, love that period, that early part of Bruce Hornsby, but he's just done so much since. He did the music, apparently, for a new film called Red Hook Summer, and if you go to his website, you can find out what's happening with Live Noise and Bride of the Noisemakers. He has quite a lively website, bless his heart, and he is touring quite a bit, although really not in any other place except for his region. He lives in Virginia, he's got twin boys, got a happy marriage, and he really likes to keep his roots in VA. So he goes to New Jersey, he goes to PA, all the way around, but not too far removed. We also heard from Brian Brumberg. Yes, compared to that, what Brian considers to be the centerpiece of his CD, that was called Hayride, with the Rising Sun Orchestra from Tokyo, with Charlie Bisharat on violin, with, Bela Fleck on banjo, And also on the CD, Randy Brecker, Alex Acuna, George Duke, Jeff Lorber, Vinny, and I just learned how to pronounce Vinny's name today. Wait a minute, I'm so proud. Vinny Colaiuta. Vinny Colaiuta. Just learned to pronounce his name today after all this time. Just one of those great drummers. And Hayride in the mix there. Hiroshima doing their thing since 1979. First on the CD Odori. That was Winds of Change. But Hiroshima retooled it. And it's on their Legacy CD that was done a couple of years ago. So if you want to pick that up and their latest departure, that would be a good thing. Shout out to Dan and June, Danny, Dean, and Kimo, and Shoji. I just want to tell you this because this is a hoot. And then we're going to get to a track from our guests. Let me tell you something. There is going to be a benefit for Japan Relief happening on the 29th, okay? This will be in California. A benefit for Japan, sponsored by the Palo Alto Buddhists at the Jewish Community Center. Life is good in California, can I just say? Hiroshima. And now we turn our attention, and I see they're already on the phone lines, but I want to play something for you so you understand the magnitude of what we're working with here. Matthew Schell and Trey Ely are doing their thing, and I want to show you how cool that thing is. This is something from Trey Ely and Matthew Schell present Freedom. This is a little vocal that was produced by Matthew, and we're going to get all the particulars about it right afterward. This is Rock With You on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Girl,
my gosh. Yes, I told you I wanted to start big with these two guests. I'm just so thrilled to be able to give them to you. You just heard something from Trey Ely and Matthew Schell's Present Freedom CD. Matthew Schell, producer, songwriter, engineer, and on fire with all of that. Trey Ely, who I've known for a while, R&B and jazz flautist, been doing his thing for a while, a businessman extraordinaire. And ladies and gentlemen, they are both with me right now. Trey, Matthew, hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Trish. How are you doing?
I am so excited for both of you. Trey, I've known you for a minute and a half. This is the coolest thing I've heard you partner with. I love this.
I'm glad you like it. That's a serious stamp of approval because, you know, everything I've done has always gone through you. I'll make sure that Trish gets to hear it first.
You lie like a rug, but I love you anyway. This is really awesome, and I love the idea that you've got such a mix of vibes on this. I'm dying to ask you, how did you two ever get together? How did you discover one another?
We met each other actually through some mutual friends, and it was actually Marcus, Trish.
Of course.
Mitchell. So Marcus had actually a friend of his, and actually a drummer that was playing with him at the time. So you know, Marcus and I played together so much that
I was playing
with him as well. And they were all friends with Matt. So Matt actually came out to see us play before, and we talked and networked from there. And Matt and I are both DC Chapter Recording Academy members, so we would see each other from time to time at networking functions, which allowed us to keep in touch.
Wow. Well, that makes sense. And look, I don't have to say anything about any kind of stamp of approval because the way that I discovered you, of course, Trey, your father is just so amazing.
he says hi, by the way. He told me to make sure to tell you hi.
Oh, well, bless his heart. Hello back. I really like your dad so much. And he made it a point to tell as many people as he could that Grammy.com had this first listen all about both of you. And then when I heard the rest of the album, I just went, oh, this is something special. You feel that both, don't you?
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I like this one. I definitely like this one.
Yeah, and Matthew, I don't know where you came from. I really like that you and I have connected. How long have you been doing your thing as a producer and as an engineer? Because being so young, you sure do know what you're doing.
Thank you, ma'am. Actually, I've been playing piano, guitar, bass, drums since I was about 3 years old. Been producing for just over 12 years, but I only really got good at everything when I buckled down and went to school at Omega Studios and got some training 2006 through 2008. After that, I've really been blessed to work with a lot of great people. So it really took taking the talent God gave me and then applying it and getting some education to really get to that next level to where we can share our music and be competitive and on that next level. That's our goal. So it took education to really get me there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that you've worked with Marcus Johnson and Carolyn Malachi, and Trey, you have done your thing over 20 years experience. You've been doing this for quite a while, and actually vice president at 24th Music, and I'm so proud of you because it seems as though both of you were supposed to know each other, to find out each other's groove. That track right there with Kenny Wesley on Rock With You, that's crazy.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Glad you like it. We do appreciate that.
You're making
me feel old here with the 20 years of experience thing, but that's okay.
Yeah, but look, the fact of the matter is you're both so bloody young. I've got clothes older than you. Oh, my God. Shoo-wee. Because, look, seriously, how old are you, Matthew?
31.
Shee. And Trey, how old are you?
I told you I was old. I'm 32.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to put my hands right through this phone line and put them around your throat. That is so crazy for so young. This is just the tip of the iceberg, but this project doesn't feel like a tip of the iceberg project. This feels like you've been doing this for a while, and evidently you have some ears listening, because Greg Adams does not lend his trumpet to any endeavor. You know that, right?
Yes, yes. It was an honor to have him on the track.
Yeah, definitely. It was a pleasure to work with him.
How did that happen?
I had done another track for him, Paul Jackson Jr. and Marcus Johnson. So at that point, I saved all their contact information. And actually had not, that was like 2 years ago. And then I just was heard, like I was listening to his music again. I was thinking, wow, he might actually like this. So I sent him Twilight. It just had Vaughn's piano and my drums on it at the time, not all the other musicians. And he wrote me right back and said, these chords are really reminiscent of one of my old songs. And I didn't intend that at all, but he just was inspired by the chord progression and the way it flowed, you know, with the way Vaughn played it. And also Vaughn, that dude, our pianist from Armenia, he's a virtuoso. So it's pretty much probably Vaughn's fault for why Greg wanted to work with us. But yeah, the piano, it was just piano and drums at the time. And I guess I just thank God, like Greg liked it and wanted to work with us. So
that's really so amazing, because, you know, Greg just got off of his week working with his good friend Paul Schaefer on the Letterman show. Did you know that?
Yes. That's
yes.
Awesome.
That was really awesome. And then Greg sort of reignited the acquaintances that he had picked up from the East Coast. Of course, he's concentrated on the West Coast now. And honestly, it just seems like his career is taking a second and third life, because now East Bay Soul, his group, is getting all these gigs. And you might know or might not know, the whole group is coming to Ram's Head in December.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see
them. Yeah, I did hear about that. I think I might have heard that from you, though, Trish.
That could very well be. So you have to make sure that you're there. And put a bookmark in this thought, because I want to make sure you're aware of what's happening this weekend. So if you, both of you, aren't busy, then maybe you can join me and we can people watch on Friday night. Just put a bookmark in that thought, okay?
Great.
Okay.
I'm going to save that thought. So here's the deal. You got together to make this CD. Now, why the title of the CD? Why was that important? Because you don't usually hear a title that says Presents Freedom. Tell me about that.
Trey, you want to take that one?
Yeah, you answered it last time, so I get to answer this. we have a song that we were working on together that is entitled Beauty and Freedom.
Yes.
And so, you know, that I think that's, you know, with me speaking for someone else, I think that's Matt's favorite song on the album.
It's
so
gorgeous.
He was big on that. You know, I said, well, why don't we just call the project Freedom? As you'll see from this project, other than the bonus track, Rock With You, there's not really any established, you know, melodies or heads, if you will. It's all about, the whole project's about, you know, just being inspired to improvise and just, you know, just do something, you know. And so that's where it was Freedom. Came from, you know, it's just total freedom. It's not, you know, there were no confines. There was minimal structure or less structure than I would normally put in one of my projects. So that's kind of what the concept is.
And I went
the other way.
Yeah, I was going to say
the only structure was just live drums. That was like the only thing I intended. Is I was frustrated by hearing so much electronic drums and jazz on the radio. So I was like, nah, we need to have all live instruments. Live drums. That's like the only real vision we had going in, and then from there it was just having fun and creating and being free to do whatever we wanted as far as musicians, getting electric guitarists on songs, getting djembe and darbuka and Egyptian instruments and Middle Eastern instruments on songs. So yeah, we tried just to be free, you know, with it. So that was the whole goal.
And here I'm going in the other direction, thinking it's an election year. Maybe they're trying to say something. I don't know. But I'm glad you clarified that, because that makes sense. And I've gone to the website, and man, that's part of the chill that I got in the excitement that I feel about what you two are doing. Seeing like behind the scenes interaction and feeling just the energy pop off the screen, that was so interesting to see. Because Trey, you know, again, I've known you for a while, but I just feel as if this is the right road for you to catapult you into international recognition. I really do.
Well, once again, Trish, I appreciate that stamp. That is definitely that's definitely good for me. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. And I'm really glad you like it, because I mean, you listen to a lot of music and you hear a lot of phenomenal artists. You've been for years listening to a lot of my mentors like Najee and Kirk Whelum and those type of folks. So if you know what sounds good, so you know I have a lot of trust in you in that direction. What department, I should say.
Well, I appreciate that. And here's the thing. We talk about this all the time on the show. The fact of the matter is that we needed, since there were so many jazz stations that went by the wayside, and actually that's good. Not initially it wasn't, but it's good because a lot of people were then put in a position where they had to think, okay, if I don't have that structure, if I don't have the dictatorship, and that was really what was happening when those stations were on the air, of who is telling me to play what with who, then I can be creative. And you are exactly what I had in mind, both of you, because you are infusing new life into the genre of jazz and incorporating the very reason why I call my show Hybrid. You know, you've got straight ahead and you've got contemporary, and there's all this stuff that falls in between. And people are really starting to figure out, hey, I want to play what's exciting to me, what I hear in my ear, not what somebody is telling me to play. And God bless you for calling the title this, because it just capitalizes on what that thought pattern is.
Thank you.
That's exactly where we're going with that. That's the exact point. I know you probably remember Marcus Mitchell's project we worked on back in, I think it was, 2006-2007 time frame, and that was R&R. We had a song that Darren Rahm produced with Jeff Lorber on it. And I remember the feeling when Marcus called me and told me they want us to take the guitar solo off of it. It's too edgy. They want this. They want this shorter. They want this. I was like, wow, are we making music or are we just, just trying to fit this formula that everybody else has followed, You know, it's evolved really fast over time. I mean, that's, 6 years, 6 or 7 years ago, and that's just this quick. The tables have turned significantly, so I think for the better as well.
And you know, it really is true that some folks are still drinking that Jim Jones Kool-Aid as far as the whole smooth jazz stuff is concerned. and that's okay. If they're making money and they want to feed their families, that's cool. But this is the kind of fresh stuff that's going to get new ears and make other people who have been following the formula work harder. So I really appreciate what you're doing. Bless your hearts. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much. And
you're
you know
welcome.
What? I think another factor that I find important is the live show. Like, that's what drew me to Trey's music. Seeing him live, this dude's amazing. So, I think if you're a jazz artist, you can perform live. I think that's what we have to bring it back to. And so that's why, live drums I felt were important, because when you play these songs live, they're going to sound almost exactly like they are on the album. And that's what my mentor Andre Law taught me back in the day. He said, just make the songs, don't overproduce stuff, just make them so if you hear them on the record and you go see it live, it's the same or better live. So that's another thought process that went into it. So,
Very, very interesting. And that's a huge point, Trey. Oh, my gosh. You know about that. Because some folks when they come to play live. And what folks have heard on the CD does not translate into a live performance. It is a major bummer.
Right. Or I might get in trouble for saying this, but I've
Go
heard
ahead.
A lot of artists that said that play the same improvised solo verbatim on the live performance as they do on the CD, and that kind of turned me off as well. It's like, it's not improv if you're playing the same exact stuff. Let's get, you know, if you could, if it's organic and you can generate it in the studio, you should be able to generate it when you go out on stage too. So.
See, that's the thing. Some of these cats have never learned to improvise because they got into the music business for the wrong reasons. Their heart isn't into necessarily the music. Hey, it may be into the chicks and, you know, the free drinks. We don't know. But they haven't learned. And, you know, it's such a cheating experience when people are paying money to come and see you. They want to see some interplay. That's the whole fun of seeing mm-hmm. people come together and form a band.
Right, absolutely. And while we're talking about live, I have a shameless plug, if you don't mind, Trish.
Oh, please, anything, yes.
Okay, our CD release party for this CD is in Washington, D.C. on November 1st. It's at the City Club of Washington, presented by Shortcake Entertainment. So if you look up the City Club of Washington, you can contact them for tickets and that sort of thing. But it is November 1st, the evening of November 1st in Washington, D.C.
That is awesome. So you're tied up with Shortcake now. Good for you.
Absolutely.
It's Mr. Emmett Roberts. He is the man.
Mr. Emmett Roberts is one of my favorite people. I have not seen him for a while, but I am so tickled because, look, if he sees something in you too, that means a lot.
Absolutely.
You know. Yeah, because Emmett does not play with mediocre.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I love his style of weekly meetings. Making sure everything is on track, taking care of the details. He's real focused and it's very helpful to us, definitely on the business side, helping us understand what we need to do, how we need to present ourselves. Even he's having me work out more and stay fit. Just he sees the importance of health in every aspect of life. So I definitely appreciate it.
Wow, that's really cool. So I guess he was tickled with the whole idea of working Notion Entertainment. Now, you'll have to tell me about that because you two are in partnership with this endeavor, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that is correct. That
Matthew,
is correct.
Listen,
so,
listen. I have to say,
miss,
Trey,
sorry.
he called me ma'am three times. I feel
sorry,
like
I'm... Sorry. That's you can blame
okay.
my mom for that.
No, that's
she
that's
made
sweet.
Me always
that's sweet.
Talk to new
Trey,
individuals.
Look,
like
I understand, but Trey is probably going, oh, shit. He's probably
I don't know, because I'll slip up and do it, too, but I say yes, ma'am, to my wife as well. So, I mean, she's, you know, we're about the same age. So. And I just, what did I just heard, I guess, in the segment before, Bruce Hornsby is about 25. Did you say that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Now, Bruce is about a year or two younger than me because you both know I'm going to be 60 in October.
Oh, so he's 24 then.
Oh, yeah, very funny. Cash your check, Trey. Okay. Wait till I get it. Then I'll pass it along to you, pal, okay? So I love it.
So how should I refer to you, Trish? Is Trish?
Trish, please, yes.
All right. That's it.
Okay. So Working Notion Entertainment, I love that name. Who came up with that?
That was Trey's idea.
That was mine, yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to try to remember how I did it. I know it involved a thesaurus. you know. Seriously, I was taking words that I wanted to apply to our thought, you know, and that we would all, you know, the initial concept is that you want to pursue your dreams, but dreams are fleeting without work, and you know, so actually work, you know, the word notion, I guess, instead of calling it working dream, which sounds kind of mystic, a notion is the same thing, an idea, or it could be a dream, a concept, but the fact that we're working towards it, as opposed to just sitting out and daydreaming and shooting at whatever's out there. We're actually working a systematic plan to get to where we're going was the entire concept behind that.
That's a beautiful thing. It really is. Wow. I really appreciate that. And gosh, Trey, you've been doing so much for so long. I really have been staggered through the years to see that, you know, I know about the beginning in 2007. I know about the Jazz Boys in 2008. I know that there's a Trey Ely experience, and you've been working with Marcus in 24th Music so much. You're still the vice president of that company?
Right. Yep. That. And as far as the Jazz Boys in 2008, that was actually Marcus, myself, and Dave Joubert, who was the keyboard player on that Rock With You that we just heard. So he's I've worked with him in different capacities, and we're looking at doing Jazz Boys 2 involving Working Notion and 24th Music and Dave Joubert, as a partnership there. So we're starting talks into launching into that. So that will be very fun as well.
Man, that's really cool. And as far as the other people on Trey Ely and Matthew Shell present Freedom, who is in the mix of who is on this CD? Because there's some really cool chemistry involved. Tell me
the
personnel.
There are actually quite a few. I actually have the list here, so make
oh,
it
good.
Easier. Oh, by the way, is it cool if Emmett calls in?
Oh, of course.
All right. Yeah, he's available.
I would love that.
I'll text him, but let's see. All right. Trey did all. All right, here we go. The main players, of course, would be me, Trey, Greg Adams, Marcus Mitchell, Kenny Wesley, a new vocalist who had never recorded before named Garrett Jackson. On the album, he wanted to be called G.P. Jackson. Derek Water was my engineer, so I let him co-produce on a couple tracks. We also had a couple other co-producers, and Marcus Singleton from L.A., Von Stepanian, the pianist from Armenia, that's probably the biggest story. I'll talk about that in a second. Let's see, who else? We have Devin Spear, who's the electric guitarist on Beauty and Freedom. Marcus Hubbard from Nashville is the bass player on about five tracks. Mr. Turner, Dennis Turner, played bass on two tracks. Colton Perrine, who's only 18, played keys on Faces of Change. And that's probably the oldest, like the old, most old school sounding 70s sounding song on the album. So,
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
That's
let's
wild.
See. Mike Gamble played bass on Twilight. We have, let me see here, quite a few. Oh, and then Trey did a good job with the production. He did production on a song called 5.8, and he got David Joubert to play keys on that as well. And then we have a beatbox artist from New York named John Q on a track, Hidden Within. And there are actually quite a few more artists. There's actually a vocalist hidden at the end of Thinking About You named Rob Mercer. And,
right,
I mean,
if they want to know any more people, they have to buy the album and read the album.
No, see, I wouldn't be asking you if I had a hard copy because, I'm so intrigued.
Hey,
look.
We're blessed to have gotten to work with quite a few people.
Yes, that's
and,
awesome.
And, of course, Emmett Roberts, he is the brains behind everything business, management, agent-related, and he's on the line now, actually.
Yes, he is, and I have to say, handsome brains at that. Mr. Emmett, how are you?
You guys are too kind. Trish, I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm really good. It has been a while since I've seen you. I'm so tickled that you are tied up with these wonderful young men, so talented. Woohoo!
I tell you, it has been truly a blessing to work with two guys that, one, are great, great, great human beings, two really, really bright guys who understand the concept of music and what it takes to really put together great projects. So it's all around great team effort to make this thing happen, and I feel so blessed to be around these two guys. It is absolutely a wonderful opportunity in my life at this time.
Well, you know what? It just is so satisfying, you know, being in this region, this wonderful Baltimore-Washington 95 corridor. We talk about this all the time, not only on this show, but on Cool Jazz Conversations. We have the most fabulous and fascinating talent in this region. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be anywhere else because this is the shiggity right here.
You know,
there are a lot of musicians here. There are a lot of musicians in this area. That is absolutely true.
But they're great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is a hotbed. You know, you got guys who have had the great fortune to listen to the grace of this area. You know, we can go back to the Duke Ellingtons of the world and talk about the folks that we've had the chance to just hang around and be around and just to learn about music and the industry in itself. So the area is just so richly blessed with talent, good people, and this organization that we have putting together here, we're going to really try and help continue that tradition by seeking out great young individuals who are actively engaged in the industry and who are looking for great opportunities. So we're going to continue with that tradition and continue to cultivate that kind of talent while we're doing what we're doing here.
That's wonderful, and honestly, the difference may be in this particular region, and it's good to hear you say, Emmett, that you're cultivating these young cats and kitties too, because a lot of women, you know, for a while, women were a little reticent to step up and take their place being an instrumentalist next to a guy. I mean, it's been considered pretty much a male-dominated field for so long, but I just see on Jazz Magazine that there's an issue devoted to women, and so many women are breathing new life into the genre. But here's the thing. The reason why this place pops so much is because in L.A. it's a little bit mellow. In New York, it's too frenetic. I love Philly. I'm not sure what's happening in Philly, but that's my hometown, so I'll always, you know, send props to back to the city of brotherly love. But here, there's just this, between Baltimore and D.C., there's this blue-collar vibe that makes people hungry when they play, and folks respond to it in such a way. You don't necessarily see that in a lot of cities. Emmett, am I right about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that what happens here, and I like the term blue-collar area, because we don't have that same national exposure that in L.A. or New York has with their whole media concept, the venues and that sort of thing. We have to create opportunities for folks to hear us. So from the perspective of, are we different in what we have here? We're real different, and these guys down here understand that when they go into the studio or when they go into a performance, they got to scratch, claw, and fight the entire performance, because they've got to give each performance as if it's a performance of a lifetime.
Yes.
Because you want folks to walk away and to sing about you, because if that word of mouth does not hit, then we're in trouble. Again, we don't have the same media outlets or the same attention that other cities get. But I tell you what, we have the talent, and if we keep pushing it the way we're pushing it, at some point, we're going to be recognized as a hotbed by everyone, not just ourselves.
You are absolutely right. And what we have to learn to do in this area is to lift one another up, knowing that it's competitive. Because, you know, Matthew, I know that you alluded to that. And being from perspective, a spiritual perspective, as all of you are, we really do have to make sure that we praise one another more than we cut one another down. Because this, you know, everybody's gift is so different. And what Trey and Matthew bring to the table is going to be so much different than what any other act in town or anywhere in the world is going to bring. So the more we are able to glory each other when we play or when there's a project turned out, the better it's going to be for everybody concerned.
I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Again. You know, you don't have to beat anybody down in order to create an opportunity. It's like cutting a piece of fruit. When you get to the middle and find out there's enough seeds to replant and to grow other fruit, hey, let's create a situation where we all assist in a constructive way. And if we continue to put God first and understand how we all are here and why we're here, then there's certainly enough for everyone to gain the opportunity to do what they really enjoy doing, and that's entertaining. And I think that we can do that. I think that we're trying to, again, set the precedence for how we deal with people in this business. And we're going to always be very, very positive in how we interact with everyone that we work with.
Oh, I know that that is true. I've seen Trey interact with folks for a number of years. And, you know, it's really very cool to hear the gift that he has, because that flute, oh, my gosh, it's just like, you know, God sending an angel down. Although I know he's not an angel. I know that.
while that may be true, the part about God sending it down is true. You know, so you know,
absolutely.
Definitely, yep. Thank God for any abilities he's given me. So.
And it's true. I mean, I've heard Matthew talk, and I've, you know, done some interaction with him. And when you recognize that it is a gift, your entire perspective changes, and that is why people flock to you, because people know. They know that you're coming from this place that is actually, truth be told, a holy place. Because when you're actually mirroring what you're supposed to be doing, it's just a little taste of heaven.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Jazz is about creating, and so creating means we're imitating the creator. So,
that's,
I mean,
right.
How much, you know, wow, I mean, you know, there
that's
isn't
a
much
different
to say.
Show.
That's why I'm kind of lost for words right there. But, you know, imitating the creator is an amazing thing, you know. So it's humbling, you know, and even in itself. But for God to have given me a gift where I have the ability to create and to create spontaneously, you know, you know, that's amazing in itself, you know.
That's
so
beautiful.
I'm just thankful.
And that you recognize it, too. And look, who is this other person that's 301? Do you know?
Is that
I don't. I wasn't expecting anybody else. I don't know.
Oh, shall we find out?
Let's see.
Hey, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
It's a 301 area code. Let's see. 301, hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, this is Trey's mother.
Oh,
it's Mom. How did she get
online? Hey, Trey's mom, how
and
are you?
You don't know my number? Oh, my.
Yeah, Trey, what's going on with that?
Hey, Mom, I just answered your email. If this is about what you were asking me for, I got you covered.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to comment on the lovely talk show, and what y'all saying on the talk show is just very entertaining. So I just want to make a comment that it's a very interesting blog y'all are going on with. And you got some good guys there, too.
I completely understand that. I really do. It's just really nice to be able to feature them and have so many people turned on to the music. And I am going to play a track right now, since you're all on the line and you can hear. I don't know how many interviews you do, Matthew and Trey, but it's cool to hear your music when you're sitting there listening, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We would love to hear. I have Trey's uncle, Gene Blyden. He's here also, and he wanted to hear one of their tracks. So we're all listening.
Okay. Well, this is cool. I feel like it's a family affair now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, this
and
is
I got
what
a
we'll
compliment,
do.
Too. I think Gene and I, his uncle and I, were sitting here saying that you are a fabulous talk host.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. What is your name?
Victoria.
Victoria,
Mom.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm not going to call your mom, all right?
Trey,
come on.
Yes.
Thank you, Victoria. Okay. I appreciate that. And you're going to hear your son and Matthew do a song that I'm itching to play in case folks
I'm going to put it on speaker so the whole office can hear.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. All right. We have to play Twilight, don't you think, guys?
Thank you. Yeah,
that's fine. Works for me.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit of this history, because this bears mentioning. This is a treat.
Oh, thank you. So this is the one that Greg liked. He said it reminded him of something he had done in the past, and he just loved the chord progression. So originally it was just the piano, drums, Greg, and then once we had Greg, I just called up all my people, and we got bass on there, we got all the other musicians playing on there, and then Trey did his thing and got his solo amazing, and so it's just a blessing. And then the other thing that's really cool about it is we submitted our album to the Grammys for the balloting process, and at the same time I submitted it just directly to the Grammys marketing office. And, you know, you never know. But they actually wrote me back within, like, an hour. I was really impressed.
Wow!
And they had already listened to the whole thing, and they said, we like track 3. Could we feature it before the album's released? And so I said, yeah. And so that's why it's a Grammy exclusive first listen, because it was actually before the album came out. That song had not been released anywhere, so the Grammys wanted the exclusive to be able to have it online first, you know? So that was a blessing.
That is wonderful. This is Trey Ely and Matthew Shell present Freedom. This is a song called Twilight on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. That is some kind of track. Whoa! That really is. The chat room is really on fire with
this. Thank you. Thank you all.
Yes.
All praise be to God. Amen.
That is the truth, because that was a bit of divine inspiration there. And Trey Ely and Matthew Shell, I have to tell you that I don't usually see this, but besides you, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 people on hold. So,
I know one of them. I know one of them. I'll let you in on the secret. My mom was listening and heard Trey's mom call, so she wanted to call in too, so she's on the line.
Wait a minute. She's a 301. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be a 2 at the end of that exchange?
0642 at the end.
Okay. Then I'll put your mom on here, and then I'll put the – hello, Matthew's mom.
Well, hello, my darling. How precious of you to review these two amazing, talented musicians. I promise you, this is just so awesome, and I do thank you so much for giving them your ear and being able to just let other people see the tremendous creativity that comes out of young men who live right, who serve the Lord, and who are passionate about what they do.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I'm talking to you, because I'm trying to pick out your country of origin, and I can't. I'm too fuzzy. You're lovely voice.
My husband calls it early American, because I grew up in an American colony. But let me just tell you why I'm so excited about this.
Okay.
When Matthew was about, when he was just crawling, and I was cooking, he'd be in the kitchen, and I'd put my pots down, and he would play drums with wooden spoons. Now, both my husband and I are classical musicians. I was at the Royal College of Music in London and heard everything under the sun. Then got born again and just decided all that was totally irrelevant in terms of the anointing of the Holy Spirit on music and how the anointed music touched the hearts of people. And I looked at Matthew sitting there, little 1.5-year-old, and I said, God, please use him. He's got a sense of rhythm. Now, so I'd sit him at the piano, and he'd put the left toe on the piano and then play with the fingers. And Alan would play trombone to him. So we got him a little set of drums when he was about 3, and he'd play the drums. And then he left the drums, and he got into sports. And when he was about 5, he came running in one day, all full of dust and dirt and sweat and leaves. He'd been outside. He said, Mom, teach me to play the piano. So I said, okay, wash up and have a shower and come back. And he came back, and I gave him Beethoven's Ode to Joy, 4-part harmony, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, now, when you see that note, you play this note on the piano. And I wrote the alphabet on the piano, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I said, that note refers to that. And I said, see what you can do. Because, I mean, he was always so creative and interested in everything. So I come back 2 days later, and he's sitting there, and he said, Mom, listen, he played it by heart, 4-part. Now, being trained as a concert pianist, when I came to the Lord, my grief was that I'd never been taught to play by ear, because we had to memorize everything to perform. And I said, Matthew, that is so phenomenal. I said, one day when you go to the Grammys, you must take me with you. So he started playing the piano, and he asked Alan to teach him guitar, and he got the rudiments of both the guitar and the piano. And then at 10, he started writing poetry and songs and putting them to music. And this is what's happened. So I told him, I said, son, as he got a bit older, I said, music is such a fickle profession. I said, you need something tangible. I said, so his interest was in money, which I was very happy about, because all my family are in the medical profession, and my husband, they're all computers with 2 feet in middle. I thought there needs to be someone in the family who's got 2 feet firmly on the ground who can handle finances. So he went to Maryland Business School, graduated with honors in 4 years, and I said, I'm going to take you to Spain and France. We're my relatives are from, so you can see from whence you came. And when we were in Spain, when we were in Spain, he heard flamenco guitar.
Yep.
And I mean, he just sat there transfixed. Came back, did a course in flamenco guitar at Maryland University, and the rest is history. And I had no idea how prolifically this young man has written.
How about it?
Keeping a full-time job, you know, in corporate America and doing this as a hobby. And then the Lord has so miraculously brought these amazing musicians like Trey
together
into his
yes
life. I mean,
yes,
he could, I said, Matthew, you don't understand. You could never have advertised and got the caliber of musician that you've got. And I mean, Trey, you hear the man play and you just start soaring.
I know.
It's the most wonderful marriage of expertise in production
yes
and brilliant talent in musicianship. So Matthew sang a song, and I said, son, I hate to tell you, but you really don't have a voice for radio.
Yep.
I said,
cannot sing at all.
Just stick to producing.
Actually, I don't even allow him to sing references in studio sessions. It's just not that. You don't allow him to sing. Find somebody else to do it.
That is so lovely. Matthew's mother, what is your name?
My name is Carol Shell, and
Carol,
have you met them in the flesh, Matthew and Trey?
Trey, I've known for at least 5 or 6 years. I have never met Matthew, but that day is coming.
Oh well, so you need to meet the two of them and just hang out with the two of them. They are totally and completely hilarious. I mean, not only are they up there in the upper echelons of creativity and production, but they are so down to earth. Matthew had a group of guys over here several years ago. Trey was one of them. And they laughed and carried on. I mean, it was just so amazing. And there was some movie on where Jack Black says, okay, that's how I roll, and he kicks a dog over the into the river. And they played that about 10
yeah
times, and every time they played it, they were rolling on the floor laughing. And I thought, praise God, you know, there's reality here as well as this amazing creativity. Because, you know, musicians can really get off into a zone and never really come back.
I know that, Carol. I dated a few. That's a whole different story.
It's a whole different category of fish, you know, and you wonder,
yes,
what is the planet that they're from? And but these two are so pragmatic, so practical. And, of course, you know, they both go to the Grammys. So Matthew's been a judge for the Grammys for years. But now also the Grammys apparently picked up on this. Have you seen the Grammy blurb? How the Grammys are advertising themselves with this CD.
Isn't that fabulous?
I
mean, yes.
Yeah. And then Matthew got this call from this amazing keyboard artist in an Eastern European country. And he's a Christian and he's a concert pianist.
Armenia, yeah. Vaughn.
Yeah, and he just
oh, yes.
Him. You don't have to pay me. I just want to be on your label. I want my name associated with yours.
Oh!
And then there's this wonderful rapper in South Africa, a young fellow contacted Matthew. And there's these then opera singers. And a funny story, Matthew was going to produce these opera singers, opera singer and his accompanist, and they'd been at the Kennedy Center for, you know, about 45 times in 1 year. And they heard Matthew and heard his stuff, and they said, could you just do something with us? So he came to the house before he went to pick up something, and he had his jeans on and a T-shirt, you know, and sneakers. I said, Matthew, believe me, when you deal with people of this caliber, you don't look the way you do. So go home and change.
I had a vest on at that point. She got me in a tie, everything. And so when I get to the studio, she was right. They were in Dior. They were in, like, stuff they wear to perform. I'm like, yo, we're just at the studio. It's like, this is how we do it. And by the way, that's Christina Bonari, the violinist, who's on Twilight. And we actually met. She hired me to record like orchestral music for her and this opera singer. It was the first time I'd ever done it, but it came out good. So she wanted to work more, and then we got her on Twilight. But go ahead, Ma.
Anyway, so Matthew called me and said, thank you for telling me. He said,
that is awesome.
When I got there, they were there early, which never happens. And then they were all dressed in evening dress. I said, I told you. And thank God he had his vest on and a tie, and he shaved his face. And I said, really, part of it is looking the part, because your credibility comes not only from your expertise, but the way you carry yourself, especially as a Christian. So if they can show you some pictures of them at the Grammys, how they look in their tuxedo, and, you know, both of them on the red carpet, and they are really quite a pair. They're a formidable pair, and formidable, I mean that in a good way, but I just give glory to God, because the music that's coming out of these two is truly divine inspiration. It's absolutely divinely inspired, because not only is it easy on the ear, but it touches your spirit. You know, it just touches you and calms you down. And my field is neurochemistry, neuroscience. And I kid you not, boy, when I listen to this, my dopamine levels and my serotonin is popping. And I'm able to just zone out and enjoy the movie, so the music. So I just pray from that great brain chemistry point of view that many people are going to experience real peace and tranquility and ecstasy, and hopefully come to the Lord, because that's what it's all about.
Well, Carol, I appreciate that. And I wanted to make sure, because I know the show is going to end promptly at 4, I wanted to play one more track. So I'm going to do that right now. And your input means a lot. People have really enjoyed you. And in the chat room, talking about your experiences with Matthew and how much you praise Trey, I'm going to play Juice, if that's okay with you, Matthew and Trey.
Oh, that is awesome. And God bless you, my darling. Now I've got a new
God bless you, Carol. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. Here we are. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Trey Ely, and Matthew Shell, and Juice from They Both of Them Present Freedom. That is so crazy good. Oh, my goodness. Trey Ely and Matthew Schell from this new Freedom Project, and that was juice. Tell me who that person was, because that was hot, hot, hot.
Garrett Jackson. He's amazing. And that was the first
Jackson,
song he ever recorded. Yeah, G.P. Jackson, which he's going by on the album. But that was the first song he ever recorded.
Oh, my. What?
Yep. He's been in school studying chamber vocals, and he's done a lot of live shows and stuff in Chicago. But he was in town and just hanging out at the studio. Carolyn Malachi, who's a friend of ours, brought him. And she said, hey, I'm not done writing this song. Can Garrett just hang out? I was like, yeah, sure. And we were talking. I said, hey, you sing? And he's like, yeah, you have anything? I let him hear that track. We had finished the track. We was going to be like everything as it was. And then I said, well, why don't you just get on the mic? We'll have fun. And he did that in like less than 20 minutes, all those
amazing
words.
And yeah. We've got 60 seconds. I told you this was going to end at 4. So tell me where people can go to find out and buy your music.
They can go to
definitely cdbaby.com, iTunes, via iTunes. You know, everyone who uses that knows how to find things on there. Amazon.com, and those are the three sources at this time. You know, they can come to the album release party definitely on November 1st, and you know, that's a great place to get it too. So
and I'll post it. I'll post information about that CD release party if that's okay with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, we're okay with that.
Cool. Well, this has been Trey Ely and Matthew Schell. They've got this new project out. It's off the chain. There's a number of people that are waiting to talk. I knew we should have made this 2 hours, you guys. I knew it.
Well, welcome to come back. We're happy. Thank you.
Okay,
for your time.
Cool. We'll do it. So we'll see you on Thursday. We've got a special guest on Thursday right here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. God bless you both.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless
you, Trish. Thanks again.
You're welcome.